Meditation 26. How can I understand the Lord?
Dear Lord, you have said that those who know the mystery of your transcendental appearance and disappearance will not take birth again in this material world. But who can actually know anything about you? I know nothing of your greatness, so please give me the association of those who know something of you. I only know that those who serve you purely speak eternally of your mercy. Lord Brahma, the most intelligent being in the universe, fills the cows and cowherd boys. Bewildered by your position, he finally understands how your mystic potency is far beyond his. He later finds out that not only is he less important than he thought, but that there are millions of Lord Brahmas who are more intelligent than he. Although you appear as an insignificant cowherd boy, Rama himself recognizes you as the Parameshvara, the supreme controller whose body is Satchit Ananda Vigraha, completely full of eternality, knowledge, and bliss. My Lord, if even Brahma cannot understand you, what hope is there for a fool like myself? My dear Lord, your servant Yamaraj is one of your Mahajans. He works hard in your service, but is so eager to know more of you and get more of your association that he takes birth as Vidura. If such great souls are so eager for your darshan, what hope is there for me? Lord Shiva has millions of followers whom he benedicts. His followers try hard to win his favor. However, although he can bestow all types of boons, he is found eternally fixed in meditation on your lotus feet. With the single-mindedness of acquiring more knowledge and more association of you, what hope is there for me, as I know nothing of your greatness? I only know that those who serve you purely speak eternally of your mercy. Narada Muni travels all over the material and spiritual universes, announcing your arrival and making arrangements according to your desires. He represents you so nicely, being full of information about you. In his humility, he admits he is nothing but a menial servant that knows very little of his worshipful master. My dear Lord Shyam, what hope is there for me? My dear Lord, Sutta Goswami, who was asked to speak to all the sages at Namasiranya, spoke before yogis, rishis, and even Mahabhagavatas. He spoke in such a way that all in attendance were enlightened. However, the same Sutta Goswami, if congratulated on his great knowledge, would simply disappear, avoiding the flattery while thinking, "How ridiculous! What do I know of the Lord, his message, and his devotees? After all, I only spoke on the small vision that Krishna saw fit to bestow upon me. What hope is there for such a fool as I, that knows nothing of your greatness, dear Lord?" Your own parents, Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda, residents of Vrindavan, are associating with you every day. Without the slightest knowledge of who you really are, I can thus appreciate that I am a dull fool, full of false ego and hellish pride. Why do I think that I should or even could have some level of serious understanding of you, when even Ananta Sesha, with his unlimited mouths, cannot fully speak of your glories? So today, I place my case before you, asking that you forgive such audacity. My position is to serve those who serve you purely, for it is from their lips that the nectar of your pastimes fall. I give my life to serve those that serve you purely. They are truly in knowledge and are the receivers and distributors of your mercy. Without proper service to these great devotees, my life is a failure.